The 234-195 defeat of the 2013 Farm Bill in the House came as a surprise to many and a wake-up call to some. Cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as food stamps, became a major hurdle to progress in getting Congress to bolster farm and food programs. The $75 billion food stamp program was hotly debated. Massachusetts Farm Bureau President Dr. Richard Bonanno.
We've seen a huge increase in the percentage of the farm bill obviously going to food and nutrition programs. And our overall concern is that agriculture, the amount of money spent to produce food that the federal government invests, whether it's through the universities, United States Department of Agriculture, all of the programs combined, gets less and less every farm bill.
One critic of the bill, Representative Marlon Stutzman of Indiana, argued that he could not vote for a welfare bill passed on the backs of hardworking American farmers. The Republican called for his House colleagues to break up the farm bill, to debate and vote on food stamp policy and farm policy as entirely separate matters. Here's an excerpt from Congressman Stutzman's floor speech before the House voted last week.
This isn't the solution American taxpayers deserve. Washington's unholy alliance of farm policy and nutrition policy has spun out of control, and now we will consider a massive $1 trillion spending package called a farm bill. Mr. Speaker, we must have an up or down vote to split the farm bill into a true farm-only farm bill and a separate food stamp bill.
The House bill would have trimmed projected spending on farm and nutrition programs by some $40 billion over the next decade, half that figure involving cuts to food stamps. Mark Dunlay, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York, says the original idea behind the farm bill was to create a coalition between rural farm interests with urban consumers of food through the food stamp program, which Dunlay admits has grown far larger than expected.
So perhaps the program should be separated and the food stamp part be moved into the child nutrition programs with school lunch and school breakfast and the women, infants, and children's program. The farm bill really does not do a good job for the average farmer. The subsidies don't go to keep family farms in business. So I do think there is logic behind a bill that really does try to look at our overall food system and try to make it work.
So why not disconnect SNAP from the farm bill? Marissa Parisi, executive director of Hunger Free Vermont, has reservations.
Our feeling in Vermont is we've worked very closely with the Dairy Association, looking at both the importance of strong dairy programs, which are in the farm bill, as well as strong SNAP, or in Vermont it's called Three Squares Vermont, the National Food Stamp Program. So it's very important that we have a strong SNAP program, not just for strong nutrition programs, but for our farmers. And I fear that separating the SNAP program out, especially in the House of Representatives, could be to further cut the program, which is really not what we need right now when, at least in Vermont, we have one in six families on the program, and they're using it to do things like get back to work and get back on their feet after, you know, a really devastating recession.
Congressman Stutzman filed amendments with the House Rules Committee to split the farm bill into separate bills on farm and food stamp policy. The amendments were not made in order by the committee, according to Stutzman's office. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.